Good morning, Stonewall Bodies.
Good morning, is Paul there?
Yes, may I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
Paul speaking.
Hey Paul, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
With who?
The Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to touch base with you on some finance offers we sent out. It was based on some financing you guys did with Stearns Bank back in 2014.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically we had the business pre-approved for some equipment finance and working capital. Looks like about $250K. So I just want to circle back with you and see what you got in the pipeline, where you guys might need some financing.
I guess I don't know that I've actually received any. Can you resend that to me? Because that might be something that the guys are in, would be interested in.
Yeah, we mailed it out as 625 Sill Road, excuse me. Is that correct? Is that the? Yeah, no problem. I understand.
Well, yes, it is 625 Sill Road.
Okay.
I actually was wondering if it was 620. To be honest with you.
Oh. Okay.
It is 625 Sill Road, Genoa, 13071. Could you resend it to my attention, because I did not get such an animal. Or, well, if I did, I have drawn a complete blank. I don't think I have, but maybe I.
Yeah.
Have.
Okay.
If you don't like me, you'll understand.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, well, do you have an email, Paul? I can shoot you over the information we sent you guys. And
I sure do.
What's a good email for you?
P. Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R, at Gmail. Nope, that's not it.
Okay.
Once again, I give you half of my work address and half of my home address, and you know where that's going to go? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
P. Wheeler.
Okay.
I almost did it again. Yeah. Stonewell Bodies. That's S-T-O-N-E. W-E-L-L-B-O-D-I-E-S.com.
Okay. .com. Alrighty. Yeah, Paul, I'll go ahead and shoot you over a copy of what she sent you, as well as my contact info. But, I mean, do you guys have any, projects coming up? Are you guys expanding?
Well, you know, we already did expand, which
puts
us in a process. The owner is thinking of possibly doing some consolidation and refinancing this year.
Okay.
I don't believe, I know there is one piece of equipment that they are considering. I'm against it, but we'll see whether that gets overruled or not. At least let me rephrase it. I'm against it until at least late in the year. Now, if the business does what it's supposed to do, I'm not going to, I might still be against it, but I won't be able to stand there and say it with a straight face.
Yeah, exactly. And why are you?
Why am I against it? I don't think that, I don't want to take any more debt at the moment. You know,
yeah.
That's why I would look at to do some refinancing. But if the business picks up the way they're saying, this particular piece of equipment that they have discussed is would be huge. So.
Yeah, and
yeah, but yeah. If you send that.
Okay. Yeah. I'll go ahead.
That I'll get it in front of the guys and see what they want to do. You know, to be honest with you, I don't see us pull a trigger on anything until, holy hell, how did it get to be May already?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I could see it, if we're going to do something, I could see it being by the end of July.
End of July, you're looking to do something.
Not on a new machine, but that would be on the refi. So.
Yeah, on the refi. Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah. That's. I'll go ahead and shoot you over that info. We do, equipment finance and leasing. We also do working capital as well, and we can, free up 10 to 15% of top line revenue or your gross annual sales is unsecured cash. Have you guys used that in the past, or you guys usually, use a line of credit?
They have used lines of credit in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They're all, either they were paid off or moved over to term loans. We are not working with a line of credit currently.
Oh, you don't have one currently? Okay. And do you guys have, you know, projects where you kind of have to front some money, or in the past, like buy materials and then you get paid out later?
Oh,
no.
Oh, absolutely. All the time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's,
you know, they put in a lot of equipment here in the last, well, I mean, I've only been here a few months, but they've put in several pieces of equipment in the last couple, 3 years. You know, there was an expansion done, all those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly have opportunities. Just want to see the business continue to go in the direction it's going before I can legitimately say let's go. You know, let's be willing to take on a little more debt to get machines to bring in more business. So
yeah, exactly. And that's, and what do you, you know, attribute to like the growth of the new business you guys have over there? Is it?
We started a project with a another company that a couple things in business. We've expanded and we're doing some machine shop work for some local businesses, and we continue to expand in our core business, which is the farriers and the vets. And then our third thing that we're doing is we have a deal that we're working with another, I guess I would call them, they're a customer of ours that specializes sort of in a offshoot of our industry, and frankly, if that one picks up, we're going to need the new piece of equipment by the end of the year, just to keep up.
Yeah, just to keep up.
I'm talking about a, that alone would probably be a 25% increase in our could be in 1 year a 25% increase in our total business, not just that side, the entire business, including the machine shop, including the other stuff. So,
those are some large margin you guys are for that expansion. And what type of other machine, you know, is going to help you guys with that?
They're looking at a brake press.
Oh, okay, a brake press. So. So what is it you guys exactly do over there? Like, what do you guys machine, or what's your kind of specialty?
Well, the biggest portion of what we do is we make specialized truck box and trailers for the veterinarian and the farrier industry. For instance, we have a gentleman who is in the shop at this moment with two trucks, two full-size Chevy 2500 pigs, and we take the pickup truck box off of them, and we put on them a custom made aluminum, and we make it right here, right from, you know, we start with channel aluminum. We make a frame for this big box. It sort of looks like the old campers, if you remember as a kid. Well, you probably don't, you're not old enough, but they used to put campers on the back of pickup trucks.
Okay. I think I might have seen one.
There. And then the size of them, you know, our door designs are different than other people's, but basically you can open these doors. They have the pistons like you sort of have on the back of a hatchback that holds those up. And inside of there, they have specialty racks for how they would hold the, you know, different types of horseshoes that a farrier would use. We actually have, you know, they're all lighted on the inside so they can see what they're doing. Usually they have a couple of drill presses. They may have a forge for heating up the shoes. They may have grinders. They may have bandsaws. They may have, you know, they have everything. The whole idea is to get the stuff organized so that these guys can get into and out of a farm ASAP. Their stuff is organized on the vet boxes. We have stuff up to and including refrigerators.
Oh, wow.
Refrigerators in there to keep medicine cold. You know, pull out drawers to keep things organized. And, you know, there's one right in the shop right now that's actually having, I cannot make this up, they're putting a small refrigerator in there and a microwave.
Oh, wow.
I don't think for a minute, between you, me, and a corner fence post, I don't think for a god darn minute that refrigerator has a thing to do with medicine.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
It might have to do with Friday, 5 o'clock medicine.
Yeah,
that's
where they're gonna keep all the beer in there.
You got it.
Some roadies.
That's the core of our business right there.
Wow, well, that sounds like
sometimes they build trailers that they put behind. They'll have what they call a swing out arm, which is made of reinforced and steel. I mean, heavy duty steel that will swing out, and these guys will have their anvil right on it. So you
have
guess that that's pretty heavy, an anvil for beating the horseshoes on it.
Oh, really? Right there, so it just swings right off the truck. Okay. Wow, that's convenient.
Yep.
So it's like a whole package. And how much are you guys? Are you selling these trucks as a whole, or do they just have the
truck? They bring the truck in, and we sell them the body.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we custom the body. You know, whether it's each one is a little bit different because of what the customer wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether they go on a Ford, a Chevy, short box, long box. You know, we have people that want all kinds of different, you know, well, hey, I don't like the way that, you know, I want the grinder here, I want this there, I want, you know, four grinders, no drill presses, three grinders, and one drill press, you know, I don't need a damn grinder, I need this, and all sorts of different types of things. You know, everybody's got kind of their different stuff that they want, and then, you know, we sell some small accessories and stuff that they may, you know, put right in there that these carts and stuff that they can carry with them. That's the biggest part of it. You know, we sell vet boxes, which is a smaller unit. They can go right in the back of a minivan. We just did a customization of one of those Sprinter vans.
Oh wow!
A couple weeks ago, and you know, they'll do another one. I think we got another one of those coming. And like I said, we do tow behind trailers, small ones, big ones. You know, again, specifically for the industry, not, you know, your basic snowmobile trailers. These suckers are, you know, fully enclosed and lined up and insulated and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, the whole nine. No, it sounds like you guys have, like, quite a business going in. Like, that's really cool. So there is a huge market for that right now as far as, you know, a lot of orders coming in or, yeah. No, that's great, especially.
In the wintertime, it's a little slower, but, yeah, I'm looking at an email I got here.
No problem.
Yeah, it gets a little bit slower in the wintertime, and then, you know, January, February, a little slower. But I suspect, I wasn't here last summer, but I suspect we're about to get stupid busy.
Yeah.
So
why are you guys kind of holding off on that, on getting that, you know, that brake press? Is like there's something holding back?
The business isn't here yet. I mean,
okay.
I think if the other company that we're looking at, if that comes through, if that really starts to develop and we feel like it's going to be a secure, they're going to ask us to build 5, 10, 15, 20, give us a number, you know, what we're looking at, and say, okay, well, that means I got an extra X number of thousands of dollars coming in a month for the next 8 months, 10 months, 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can do math pretty, I can probably figure out the math fairly quickly and say, okay, you know, I can afford another $5,000 a month payment.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
and how much?
Or whatever it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. And like for that brake press, I mean, how much would that is normally cost, or would you get a new one or used one?
We would get a new one, I believe, would be the intention. And the one that they have talked about, the number that has been thrown around is $200,000.
Okay.
By the time you get rigging and rigging, delivery and all that stuff into it, it would be sniffing at $250,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure. I know those things add up quick.
So
if you do have something like that come up, I mean, we definitely love to throw our hat in the ring and help you guys out. You know, equipment finance is our bread and butter, and we can get answers, you know, within 24 hours, really quick. I'm getting answers.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot you over that information. And when was your timeline? You said probably around June, July. You guys are looking at this on?
I think June or July would be if we're looking to, you know, really that would be more of a working capital, change things around.
Okay.
And I would think I would think probably in my mind October.
Yeah.
Would be the discussion for a new brake press if it's doable.
Uh huh. Okay. All right, Paul.
All right.
Well, sounds good. Yeah, it was great, talking to you. I'll go ahead and shoot over that email about in that 15 minutes here, and then I'll check in, in about a month or two, see how things are going.
That'll be great.
Right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for your time, Paul.
Yeah. Bye.
Hey, you too. Thanks. Bye.